And when I was in school, there were many things I'd much rather do than homework. I wanted to go outside. I wanted to go ride my bike. I wanted to go climb trees, go do something with my brother, end up getting in trouble for it. There was just so much other things I wanted to do. There was time to do homework later, whether it was, you know, 9 o'clock, 9:30 at night when I should be in bed because I didn't tell mom and dad that I had homework, or at the breakfast table the next morning right before I was leaving to go to school. You know, one thing I did like, when we had tests, we had study guides. They were my best friend. The answers were right there, especially if it was multiple choice. You just read the question, read the answer. You remember something in that answer, and that's kind of what you went with. Now, sometimes your teacher would throw a kink in it and wouldn't give the exact same answer, but in a different form. That always hurt me. But you kids can relate to this, right? You don't like homework and having to study, but you do it anyway because you have to. You want to make good grades. You want to be able to pass and make it to the next grade. You got to keep your parents happy because they get on you if you don't do it. But kids, did you know that us parents don't like to study either? We have a hard time sitting down and studying. You know, we may not have to study the curriculum that y'all have to study, but we do need to study our Bibles. But we will come up with any excuse not to sit there and study. I got a show I want to watch. It's hunting season. I want to go hunting. I want to do this. I want to do that. There's a good game one tonight I want to watch. But we are told in 2 Timothy verse 2, or chapter 2, verse 15, to study to show thyself approved unto God. You know, I've never talked to anyone that said they study the Bible as much as they feel they should. It's always, yeah, I should take more time to do that. I should get in better habit of doing that. And we've all said that, I'm sure. So this afternoon, we're going to study a little bit on study habits. And like I said, I'm going to pick on you kids a little bit, but also adults, you need to listen. So you get the first thing we're going to talk about is homework itself. You get home from school and you know you have homework, but what do? I know the first thing my girls want to do when they get home from school is they want to eat. They're hungry. They want to feed their face. Pizza, ice cream, whatever they can talk Nana or Mimi or sometimes even Poppy into buying them to eat. Sometimes I come home and I've got a sugar-rushed kid, which I guess that's okay. But you have to sit down and do your homework at some time. You know, maybe sometimes you get home and you play a little bit. Your parents let you play, get some of the energy out, and then you come in, you sit down and do your homework. But it's important that you take the time to do that. If you go play, you know, play for a little bit, come in, get that homework done. Don't wait till the last minute to do it. We need good study habits so as we get older, we continue with those good habits. And adults, you're not off the hook. You get home from school, you get home from work, and what's the first thing you want to do? You want to kick your feet up. You kind of want to take it easy and maybe eat something, maybe watch a little TV, but that usually doesn't happen, does it? There's always something to do. You sit down and do homework with kids. Maybe, you know, get supper made, go to a ball game. There's animals to feed. There's things to fix around the house, whatever it is. You've got something that you need to do. But we need to not forget that we need to make room for our studies too, and we need to have good habits when we do study our Bible. There are ways we need to study as well for our spiritual growth. When you're a new Christian, you need to be fed like a babe, taking things little by little. As you learn more, you're able to take on more. Then once you're mature in Christ, you're ready for the meat of the Bible. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Also, Hebrews chapter 5, verses 12 through 14. For when, for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Well, kids, when y'all were in kindergarten, your teachers didn't teach you multiplication and division. Did they? At least I hope not. They started you out with learning your numbers and simple subtraction and simple addition. Because you need to know those things. You need to know addition and you need to know subtraction before you can do multiplication or division. That's how we need to learn as Christians as well, so that we can grow spiritually. Whether you're a new Christian or you've been a Christian for years, you need to start on your level. I remember whenever I first started preaching, and you look at Revelations and you think, wow, that looks, you know, I'd really like to learn that. That's not where you're going to start whenever you are first a Christian, for one, even, you know, when you start preaching, because Revelations is, it's difficult, very difficult to understand. And for you to be able to take that and try to understand it and then preach to people about it, you're just not going to do that. You need to start somewhere else. And kids, if you don't study your school, if you don't study for school, you run the chance of not passing the grade and not going on to the next grade. Adults, if you don't study your Bible regularly, you may be stuck on milk your whole life and unskillful in the word of righteousness. Well, number two, we need to pay attention. Well, kids, why do you think you have to sit and listen to your teacher? I know some are homeschooled and you got to sit and listen to your mom or your dad, and that can be even more difficult. I understand that. I do understand that, but you still need to listen to them because they're knowledgeable on the subjects that they're teaching you. They wouldn't be teaching you if they didn't know something about it, would they? They want you to learn from them. They don't want you to just study at home or study on your own. They want you to listen to what they're telling you and take notes. And believe it or not, taking notes helps you remember things the teacher said, and you can go back and look at what you went over in class. Those things you learn in class will help you whenever you're studying. It'll make it easier for you to study for your tests because you will know the things that your teacher has gone over. Because like I said, sometimes your teacher will throw a wrench in your test and it won't be something on your study guide. It'll be something you went over in class. And adults, I know sitting here on Sunday mornings or Sunday afternoons listening to a sermon isn't always easy, but we need to listen to what's being said. A little over a year ago, I started taking notes during the lessons, and that has actually helped me to retain and remember more scripture. Now, I'm not saying I remember everything, but I can say that it has helped me, and it has helped me prepare lessons as well. And the best part about it is that I can go back, look over the things later, and study it further. We need a solid working knowledge of the Bible because it will arm us against the difficulties and hardships of life. It has a solution for every condition and problem we might run into. Romans chapter 15, verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 through 17. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And number three, we need to be ready. Kids, it's that random day that your teacher says the most dreaded words. Put your books away, put your papers away, it's time for a pop quiz. You get those pop quizzes? They get you in trouble sometimes, they don't you? Because why? Because you didn't study what you should have studied at home the night before or throughout the week. I know you have things during the week that you need to study that maybe you wait till the last day. You wait till Thursday night to study, don't you? Where if you would have taken the time Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and studied those things, you wouldn't have to cram so bad on Thursday night, would you? you have, when those pop quizzes come, you have no chance to study for it. You have to go off for what you can remember. No worries though, because why? Because you've been studying like you're supposed to every night, right? Yes, that is the correct answer. Adults, it's no different for us. We must study the Bible to have the approval of God, to be ready, to be a ready workman, and to handle correctly the word of truth. 2 Timothy chapter 15, or chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. But sanctify the Lord God in your heart, Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Well, kids, be ready for that pop quiz. Better yet, be ready for the teacher to call on you in class. Have the confidence to raise your hand and answer a question. Adults, we need to be ready for that coworker that has questions. We need to be ready to study with the coworker and rightly divide the word of truth. How can we answer the questions they have if we don't study the Bible? How can we have a successful study with someone if we don't study the Bible? We can't, because we won't know what we're talking about. That's why it's so important to really dig into the word. Number 4, keep good habits. Kids, keeping up with your studies is going to keep you safe from making bad grades on test and failing in school. Continuing with good study habits will help you succeed in school and life. So use your time wisely. You get home from school, start your homework. You gotta have a snack first, go play for a little bit, come back in, get your homework done. I tell my girls all the time, quit lollygagging around, get your stuff done. If you will get all your homework done first thing, you can play the rest of the evening. I say this kind of the same thing in the mornings. You get up, get dressed, eat, get your hair done, brush your teeth. I don't care what you do until we leave. Just as long as you're ready when it's time to walk out that door. Well, it's very important to use your time wisely and get the things done that you need to get done. The more you study, the more you'll remember. The more you remember, the better you'll do on your tests. Adults, the more you study, the more you'll remember. The more you remember, the more like Christ you will live your life. Knowledge of the Bible is the only safeguard against fatal error that we have. It keeps us from doing something that might keep us out of heaven and keeps us from following the world. Acts chapter 17, verse 11. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Well, there are a lot of things these days that are trying to sway us one way or the other. The Bible truths keep us from following false prophets and going down the wrong path. We should study the Bible daily, receive the word with readiness of mind, and follow the Lord's commandments. Now, a quick review of what we've gone over. Do your homework. Kids, get a snack, then get started on your homework. Get it done early so you can do other things. If your parents say it's okay to play first, then go for it. But get your homework done in a timely manner. Adults, take 20 to 30 minutes, if you can, to decompress from the day, then get up and get the things done you need to get done. I'm not going to tell you when, how, where, or what time to study. Some people find it easier to study in the mornings or have more time in the mornings. For other people, it's just the opposite. You may not find time every day, but Sunday shouldn't be the only time you're fed spiritually. Find what works best for you and stick to it. Number 2, pay attention. Kids, listen to your teachers. Listen to your parents. Pay attention to what they're saying in class. Take notes so you can remember what your teacher said. Those things will help you on your tests and quizzes. Adults, we need to pay attention during the lesson so that we can get something out of it. Take notes if you'd like to. We need to be knowledgeable on the Bible. Be ready. Kids, study every night so you're ready for that random pop quiz. Or so you can raise your hand and answer a question. Adults, study so you can answer questions that for your coworker or your friend. any question that they might have about the Bible. Number four, keep good habits. Kids, keep up with your studies and keep good study habits so you can make good grades and set yourself up for success in the future. Once you get out of elementary, you have junior high, you have high school, and then you have college. College is harder than school right now. If you keep up these good habits of studying, you will succeed. Trust me, I was one of the ones that did not study every night. College was a little bit harder for me than, say, my wife, who studied all the time and had straight A's. It's difficult. But if I would have listened to my parents and listened to my teachers and actually studied when I needed to study, it would have been easier. It just would have been a lot easier for me. Now, adults, continue to study and strive to be more like Christ to safeguard your eternity. Make it easier on yourself when somebody has questions so that you can answer it. You may not have all the answers, but the more you study, the more you're going to know about it. Now comes my disclaimer. Kids, I've given you some pointers on how to study, but it's ultimately up to your parents on when and how you study. Don't be going home and telling your parents, well, Britt said I need a snack. I need to play first. I don't want to get any phone calls from any angry parents this week. But also remember the things that we've talked about this afternoon when you were studying the Bible as well. Kids, you need to study your Bible as well. You start young with that. You're going to do better as you get older. And we got a lot of young men in here that I think we are setting examples for. And I know that they will do a great job as they get older and they start to preach or whatever it is that their gift is. But studying your Bible is going to help you with that. And young ladies, it's the same thing for y'all. You're going to have friends that aren't in the church. You're going to have friends that don't know about the Bible, that don't attend church regularly, and they're going to have questions. You study your Bible, you're going to be able to influence them and hopefully bring them to school or bring them, some of your friends from school, to church with you. But without the knowledge of the Bible, you may not have that opportunity. Remember those things. So as we close this afternoon, I want everyone to think about these things throughout the week. Start working on good study habits. Think about it. Parents, think about it the next time you ask your child if they've done their homework or studied for their test. Have you done your homework? Have you been studying your Bible like you should? That's kind of a hard one to swallow for me.